Today, we continue with lesson number 64 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. Yesterday, we began the 17th perek, which is a long perek. 17th perek has 17 Mishnayos. Today, we will learn Mishnah 2 and Mishnah 3. Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah discusses a chemes, which is a large leather pouch. And if it has a hole in it, how large of a hole renders it no longer mekabel tumah? Now this Mishnah, the phrasing, the syntax of the Mishnah contains certain difficulties. And there are various approaches to it. Kahati, in his efforts to make things as simple as possible, which I certainly follow his lead here, follows certain Meforshim led by the Chidushei Maharich, Meim Hei Resh Yud Ches, who explains the Mishnah in the way I will try to explain it here. So you have a chemes, a large leather pouch. Shiura, the size of a hole, which renders it no longer mekabel tuma, is bifakoyo shel shesi. If the hole cannot contain a spool of wool, a spool of thread, of the type of thread that is used for the vertical threads of the loom. In the loom, there's kind of a bed, a frame, upon which one has vertical threads which are very thin, and through the vertical threads, one weaves horizontally the chute ha'erev, the horizontal threads, which are much thicker. So the spool of wool or thread of a shesi, of the vertical threads, is much smaller than the pakoyos, the spools of the erev, of the vertical threads. So the smaller spool, a hole that size, is already breaks it enough so that it is not mekabel tumah. And therefore, the way to read this Mishnah is hachemes shiura b'fakoyo shel shesi. In the case of a chemes, the size of a hole which renders it tohor, no longer mekabel tumah, is the small spool of shesi thread. Im eino mekabeles shel shesi, then afal pisha mekabeles shel erev tameya. The way to read this then is that if the size of the hole is such that it cannot contain the smaller spool, meaning the spools of shesi will fall through the hole, then nevertheless, afal pikein, even though it's such a small hole, and it therefore can contain the erev, so you might think it's functional and useful, and therefore mekabel tumah. No, it is tumeya. It is already mekabel tumah. So if it's not mekabel shel shesi, meaning the spools of shesi fall through the holes, then afal pikein, if it is mekabel the erev, in other words, you can put the spools of erev in there, it's tumeya. So the bottom line is, as long as it serves the function of containing one of the types of spools, namely the spool of Erev, it is already Tumeya, not Mekabel. It is already Tumeya, it is already Mekabel Tumah. It is still Mekabel Tumah. Similarly, if we follow this approach to the Mishnah, base Ka'oros, if you have a container, a large container into which you put dishes, so you can carry dishes from place to place. Beis ka'oros, she'eino mekabel ka'oros. If there's a hole in it large enough so that the plates, the dishes will fall through, then afal pi, meaning afal pi kein, nevertheless, if it is mekabel es hatamchuyin, if it can still hold the trays, the pots, the larger vessels, tomei, it is mekabel tumah. And similarly, base horei, if a person has a kind of a excuse the expression, a portable toilet, which he uses to contain urine and also to contain excrement. So, beis horei she'eino mekabel mashkin, if this container, toilet, portable toilet, cannot contain urine, afalpi, meaning afalpi ke, nevertheless, if it's mekabel es horei, if it can contain excrement, tome, it is already mekabel tuma. It is still mekabel tuma. Rabban Gamliel mitaher. Rabban Gamliel says, some say, Rabban Gamliel says in all the above cases, in the chemes, in the beis ka'oros, and in the beis horei, they're all tahor, even without a hole in them, even without a large hole in them. Mipnesha ein mekaymen also. These are temporary kalim. Some say that Rabban Gamliel applies the entire Mishnah. Some say Rabban Gamliel is only speaking about this portable toilet, this beis horei, because it's not a significant keli. It's only used so that you shouldn't get their house dirty or whatever, and it's discarded, it's disposable, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. So again, following this approach, leaving aside Rabban Gamliel for the moment, the chemes, as long as it can contain the erev, the largest spool, it's mekabel tuma. The beis ka'oros, as long as it can contain the larger vessels, the larger trays, even though they cannot contain the ka'oros, the smaller dishes, mekabel tuma. And similar, beis harei, even though it cannot contain the mashkin, the liquid urine, if it can contain the rei, the excrement, it is mekabel tuma. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that all of the above are not mekabel tuma, because they are simply are not permanent kalim. They are vessels to be discarded. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Gimel, hasalin shel pas, baskets which are used to contain loaves of bread, shiuron b'chikoro shel pas. So if there's a hole in it through which a loaf of bread can fall through, it is not mekabel tuma. Apifioros. Now, if you have a vessel which is called an apifiores, which is a large container which is woven together in a very unprofessional way, unskilled way. You need a box to move some things around, so you take some strips of wood and you weave it helter-skelter, not particularly well-constructed, this apifioros. So these apifioros, these helter-skelter, flimsy kalim, they are not mekabel tuma because they're so flimsy, they're not considered kalim at all. If she'osa lo konim il maton, suppose you put little reinforcing poles under them, or lamala, or above them, l'chizuk, to strengthen them, tahora, they're still not mekabel tuma. Because even with these konim lamata lamala, even with these rods holding them in place, reinforcing them, supporting them, they're still flimsy kalim, and they're not mekabel tuma. However, osa lo gapayim kol shehein, if you make a frame around them, tightening them and holding them in place, holding the walls of this vessel in place, then it is no longer a flimsy keli. It is a bona fide container, and tumeya, it is mekabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im eino yecholo lihinotel bagapayim tahora. If you lift, you hold the frame and you pick it up, and the vessel doesn't come along with the frame, you're picking up the frame and the frame comes loose, and you're holding the frame in your hands with the rest of the vessel on the floor, then it is tahora, it is not mekabel tuma. So in other words, it's not enough for it to have a frame around it which holds it in place. But the frame has to be so tight that if you lift the frame, the entire vessel will come along with it. Then, and only then, according to Rab Shimon, is it mekabel tuma. But otherwise, it's tahora, it is not mekabel tuma. And so we have finished the third Mishnah of the 17th Perek and concluded lesson number 64.